From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's foreign minister announces possible ceasefire in Syria. Sergei Lavrov says a renewed ceasefire could be announced in the near future, possibly within hours. The Russian diplomat met in Moscow with United Nations envoy Stefan de Mistura. De Mistura said Syrian peace talks could be resumed if fighting can be stopped in Aleppo, where rebel fighters Tuesday launched deadly rocket attacks on government-held neighborhoods. A hospital was hit. A U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq.
An American service member has been killed in Iraq in the neighborhood of Erbil.
That was U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter speaking in Germany. A Pentagon press secretary said the service member was advising and assisting Peshmerga forces north of the city of Mosul when they came under attack. The rights group Amnesty International says more than 1,000 Iraqis are being held without charge at a makeshift counterterrorism centers throughout the country. Amnesty says many of the detainees were taken when Iraqi forces recaptured their towns from Islamic State forces. Many are suspected of collaborating with the militant group. Counterterrorism officers told Amnesty they lack personnel to carry out investigations in a timely manner and don't have the resources to treat detainees humanely. The European Commission is due to release details of its plan to overhaul the EU asylum system Wednesday. The plans are expected to touch off a renewed debate on how Europe should handle the influx of migrants. An estimated 1 million refugees and migrants arrived in the European Union last year. This is VOA News. A top French trade official says trade negotiations between the United States and the European Union are likely to grind to a halt due to the United States' reluctance to make concessions. Matthias Feckel told reporters Tuesday failure is the most likely outcome for the talks on the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. Voters in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana are going to the polls today in a crucial presidential primary election. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump faces a showdown with his bitter rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. A victory in Indiana would likely put Trump on the path to clinching the Republican Party's presidential nomination. All opinion surveys show Trump leading Cruz in Indiana. After Trump referenced stories suggesting a possible link between Ted Cruz's father and Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, the Texas senator responded in unusually angry terms Tuesday, calling the New York businessman a pathological liar, utterly amoral, a narcissist, and a serial philanderer. In a somewhat more civil Democratic race, pre-election polls show former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton locked in a tight contest with her lone challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Transparency International says roughly 1 in 3 people in the Middle East and North Africa have had to pay a bribe for public services. A Transparency report released Tuesday says bribes are commonly used to obtain public services in court systems and among regional police, as well as for medical care, documents, permits, and electric and water service. A majority of respondents felt that corruption is getting worse. Nigeria's vice president says the previous government stole some $15 billion in public money through fraudulent arms agreements. Vice President Yemi Osinbajo said Tuesday the money was lost to corrupt practices in securing equipment spending during the administration of former President Goodluck Jonathan. An Israeli court has handed down a life prison term to the accused ringleader of an Israeli gang that kidnapped and killed a Palestinian teenager in 2014. Defendant Yosef Haim Ben David also received an additional 20 years for related crimes and was ordered to pay the family of his victim $39,000. The Kenyan Red Cross has located the father of a baby who was rescued from the rubble of a collapsed building Tuesday, more than 3 days after the building came down. The Red Cross reported the early morning rescue, saying the baby girl was taken to a Nairobi hospital with dehydration, but no signs of physical abuse or injuries. Rescuers said there was little hope of finding anyone else alive in the ruins of the building. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.